Paragraph 3 reads, "The most important objects in bowling are the bowling balls and pins. The balls usually weigh between 6 and 16 pounds and feature three finger holes that allow the bowler to grip the ball one-handed. Additionally, most bowling alleys require customers to wear special bowling shoes that help keep the lanes clean and prevent disastrous injuries. These shoes, which have rubber or leather soles, are typically provided to customers at the bowling alley, often for a small rental fee. To prevent theft, the shoes almost always bear bizarre color patterns that nobody would want to wear in public."
So the most important objects in the game of bowling are, of course, the bowling balls and the pins. So bowling balls usually weigh between 6 and 16 pounds, so kind of a wide range there. It depends, I think, on your strength, as well as, you know, what level you're playing at, as well as, I don't know, potentially your height. All of these factors kind of weigh in terms of how heavy a bowling ball you would use. And so these bowling balls, they have three finger holes that allow the bowler to grip the ball one-handed. So this is so that you don't have to use both hands to bowl the ball. You can just use one hand, which gives you kind of a little more room to launch it down the lane. And in addition to the bowling balls and pins, most bowling alleys require customers to wear a special type of shoe. So a bowling alley, as we've discussed, is just the building where bowling takes place, and in particular these alleys where it's a specific type of polished wood floored lane. And so customers who are bowling, they are required most of the time to wear a special type of bowling shoes that are provided by the bowling alley, and this is to help keep the lanes clean, of course, as well as to prevent any potential injuries. So, you know, someone could slip and fall if they're wearing the wrong type of shoes, or if they're wearing sandals, they could accidentally drop the bowling ball on their toes and maybe break a toe. So these types of shoes help keep things clean and keep them safe.
Yeah, also apparently they're involved in the technique in terms of how you stand and your foot motions while you're bowling. These shoes help with that. But basically you get them at the bowling alley for a small rental fee, or it's built into the cost. To prevent theft, people walking out with the shoes. Mostly these shoes have these weird colors, and they just kind of look tacky and like clown shoes or something, and so people wouldn't want to steal them probably. Although I'm sure people do. Some people like the bowling shoes, but for the most part, they just kind of look silly. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening. Join us next time for the second half of our discussion, but first, go back and do some review.